This is KZSU, Stanford.
Every day in the U.S., blood is needed to save the lives of accident victims, patients with cancer and other diseases, and those undergoing routine surgery. Most Americans do not realize the short shelf life of blood, approximately 42 days for red blood cells, which means that our blood supply constantly needs replenishment. To help ensure that this vital resource is available to those in need, the Stanford Blood Center invites all healthy, eligible individuals to give the gift of life by becoming blood donors. For more information, please call the Stanford Blood Center at 1-888-723-7831. That's 1-888-723-7831. Habitat for Humanity International brings families and communities in need together with volunteers and resources to build decent, affordable housing around the world. You can become involved with Habitat for Humanity on a variety of levels, including campus chapters, youth programs, local Habitat affiliates, and through their Global Village program. No experience is necessary. For more information, please visit www.habitat.org. That's www.habitat.org. .org.
Thank you. a xylophone. Xylophone.
Freedom.
I sure miss my home in New Orleans.
And that's the Bay Area's own Queen Ida. And our guest today, Denny Geyer, was in that band for how many years, Denny?
Almost eight, seven and a half, 8 years.
Now, in fact, that was you playing guitar and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And right now we have Queen Ida on the phone from her home in Daly City. Queen, how you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, real good. It's been a while since you've been on the radio here. You did come down and spend a couple hours with us quite a few years back, I remember, because you gave me your cookbook.
Yes, I do remember. And I remember how difficult it was to find you on that campus.
We are stuffed back in a little bit of a hole. But, Queen, we wanted to get you on the air today because it's kind of like Denny Geyer, This Is Your Life. And we've been playing, we played his Milwaukee stuff and his early stuff with AB Sky. And now, shifting gears, Denny was in your band for 8 years. What do you remember about that, Queen Ida?
Oh, they were all good years. We had good times. We were more like a family than a band.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, your brother...
I inherited all those guys. I said all of you. I adopted them.
Your brother Al helped you build that band when it started out. And I guess by the time Denny got in, was Al still in the band?
No, Al was no longer in the band at that time. He was doing his own thing.
How did the band change when Denny got in it?
Careful now, careful.
Well, let's see. Well,
what did Denny do to your band? What do you remember about that, Queen?
It was just great. I mean, it changed in the way and the way it didn't change.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference was that Al used to do the guitar playing and all the solos, and then Denny came in and brought in his beautiful blues and you name it, rhythm and leads. It was great. It was great. Either way you go, it was great.
And it was perfect timing for both you guys because Queen Ida, you became the queen of Zydeco music, and you took that music straight out of Daly City all over the world. You guys toured the entire world, didn't you?
Exactly.
And you were
I'm very proud of what we all did, and I'm really happy to say that I happen to have had Denny Geyer with us playing, and people loved his playing, his rhythm, his solos, and all. In fact, he probably told you, maybe he didn't. I wish he had brought a write-up of him in Australia.
Oh, really?
How they spoke of his guitar playing.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
Denny, chime in here now.
Did you tell him about that?
No, we haven't gotten that far. We've been laughing and talking and telling stories, but we didn't get to that one.
What do you remember about Austin?
Yes, but I mean, that's not the only review that Denny Geyer received, but that was one of the best.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And Queen, these days, you slow down a little bit. I know you still perform, though, right?
No, I don't.
You retired?
No, my last performance, I sat in with my son, Myrick, in Sebastopol a couple years ago. Did a couple of songs, but that was it. No more.
There's one thing. On my most recent CD that came out in 2011, I had a song I'd written for Ida in about 1988 or something when I was with the band called Bayou Moon, Under the Bayou Moon. I had recorded it at home, and I had sung the whole thing, and I was going to begin to mix it, and all of a sudden I thought, man, Ida... You know, if this is in a key that she's comfortable with. So I called her up, took my box guitar over there. We sang the tune. In fact, when I called you, I don't know if you remember this, I said, I want to see if you're interested in doing a duet with me. And she started singing the song over the phone, and it was like 25 years later. So anyway, we recorded this song together.
And I did remember, yeah.
Yeah, and it came out 2 years ago. So
wow.
Ida's still making records. Go, baby, yeah. Go.
Queen Ida.
Well, I'll tell you, and thank God I've still got my sound mind and can still remember a lot of vocals. But listen, it has been a lot. One day my son asked me, he said, Mom, how do you remember all those lyrics? I said, I don't know. It comes to me as I'm singing, I suppose.
Yeah, Queen, you really did help put Zydeco on the map, and you were one of the forerunners that paved the way for all these kids now. And I know you helped raise up the great Andre Theory.
And yes.
Go ahead, Denny. What did you want to say?
Yeah, I joined Ida in April or May of 84, and I was with her till late 91. And I got to tell you, when Ida, you remember this, when I joined you in early 84, you know, we'd be on the road and we'd be staying in like Motel 6s. And then Zydeco music was just beginning to take off. Plus, Cajun food was really becoming popular.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
during those years I was with you, Ida, I mean, all of a sudden, instead of Motel 6s, you know, people were putting us up in nice hotels and they were giving us, you know, better food backstage. And so, I mean, during the years I was with you was when Zydeco was really becoming popular and the Cajun
yes.
food. And that's when we did, you know, we did Saturday Night Live together. We did Austin
right.
City Limits. We played Carnegie Hall one night.
Right.
I mean, we did all these and traveled all around the world, you know, and met wonderful people, you know. And so I feel, I mean, my years with you were really the highlight of my career. And
Oh, yeah. It was great.
It was
great.
It was
and
like,
I enjoyed it all. And Denny was so, you know, dependable. I never had to worry about Denny being to the gig or being on the gig or whatever. Never, never, ever.
Like some other people we won't mention.
No, we won't.
Yeah, because they might be listening right now. And while I got you on the line, Queen, I want to remind everybody, your folks had brought you out from Louisiana when you were a kid, and you lived either in San Francisco or Daly City, and you became, you're married, and you had a job as a bus driver.
Correct.
And you started playing a little later in life than normal. It wasn't something you did as a little kid, and it's amazing, from a school bus driver, you probably had no inkling that you were going to end up being the queen of Zydeco music, did you?
Not at all. Not at all. I used to take my accordion on the bus, because we had one of those big buses that the guys would carry their football gears and basketball gears, and I had my accordion in this accordion box underneath with the luggage compartment.
Uh-huh.
And when I take the guys over to do a game, whether it was football or basketball, I park the bus way up on the hill someplace or out of sight, and that's what I do my practicing.
Wow. Queen yeah. Ida, what a
yeah.
trip. Yes, what a career you had, and you and Denny Geyer go so far back. Denny says he calls you every year on your birthday and sings you happy birthday.
He sure does. It doesn't matter if he's in Milwaukee or San Francisco or wherever he is. He will make that phone call.
That's great.
Yeah, and it's so good, you know, to know that he remembered.
Yeah, he's kind of like a second son, huh?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it was just a few days ago, in fact.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right.
January
right.
15th.
The 15th.
Okay. Well, happy birthday,
yeah.
Queen. Well, while we got you on the line, Queen, well, we're gonna play a little bit from Queen Ida right now. Queen, you stay right there. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay.
And that's why they call her the Queen of Zydeco. Ida, does that bring back memories?
It sure does.
You were kicking it back then, man.
Oh, yes. I was really kicking then. I tell my son all the time, I said, you know what? When I watch either videos or listen to some of the tapes or CDs or whatever, I said, wow. I said, I didn't realize I was doing all that work. Because that is work.
Yeah, definitely. And you did it for so many years. You were on the road for what? Over 20 years, weren't you, Ida?
Yes. I did it for right at 30 years.
Wow. Well,
and, you know, as I think about it now, it just the other day, in fact, I think I was talking with Denny, and I said, it doesn't look like it was that long ago, 30 mm-hmm. years. I said, man, you know, that's a lot of years.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem that way. And I said, and I've been, last week I had this flu or whatever it was, and I told Denny, I said, and lucky, I was never sick except once I got a cold. Other than that, out of those 30 years, never missed a gig.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yes, it is.
That is amazing. Queen, one of these days, very soon, we're going to have to get you back down here for a live-in studio. Can you do that sometime? We'll get you a ride?
Probably.
We got to do that, definitely, because you are a treasure, a true treasure.
I'll be the driver.
Okay.
Driving Miss Ida.
There you...
You mean I've got a volunteer already?
Yeah. It's going to be like that movie, but it's in reverse.
Driving Miss Ida.
This time the white guy's driving the black lady.
Yeah. Times have changed.
Yeah.
I got to get my little cap.
There you go. Hey, Ida, I want to thank you so much for your time today. And, baby, you sound great, man. You sound in great spirits and great health. And everything's okay with you these days?
So far, thank God, so good. I just got over this flu or whatever it is what he just had, but I'm feeling real great now, and my daughter's over doing dinner for me because my birthday was Tuesday.
She going to make you some gumbo?
We're going to go out to one of Andre's dance tonight.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's like he's like your godson, in a sense.
Oh, sort of, kind of, yeah.
One of your offspring, Zydeco-wise.
Yep.
Ida, you take care of yourself, and Denny's going to pick you up and bring you down here real soon, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks, Denny.
All right, Ida. I love you.
I love you. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, okay. Baby. You take care. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Thank you. mine would not have gone nowhere.
But a cheap toupee. Didn't
you? Do I have to prove it?
No, you don't have to prove it.
Well, I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. Blueberry Hill.
cut.
Big Money and Gumbo Band, Big Money in Gumbo, featuring my guest today, Denny Geyer, amongst many, many more. That's Mal Sharpe's band, who's of radio fame in the Bay Area. And Denny, does that bring, well, memories? That was just cut recently, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a live show at Yoshi's in Oakland. And our trumpet player, Jim Gammon, who played that beautiful intro on St. Louis Blues a few tunes back.
But that was you singing right there.
Yeah, I sang Blueberry Hill, and Lady Memphis was singing St. Louis Blues, and a lot of Tipitina, and Charlie Hickox was in there a whole lot, too.
Mm-hmm. Great piano player.
My old buddy, yeah, I wish I was working with him more.
I hear you. Denny Geyer is the guest for the whole 3 hours today. We're going, basically going through your entire life history here. besides Queen Ida, you've also been in Mal Sharpe's Big Money and Jazz Band for, what, quite a few years now, huh?
Nine or 10 years I do. I generally do one Sunday a month where he brings in a little different rhythm section, and then the other three Sundays he does his traditional Big Money and Jazz Band.
Mm-hmm. And you guys do a big Mardi Gras thing every year, right?
Yeah, we're doing it this February. I think it's February 8th out in Livermore. They have this wonderful Mardi Gras party with, you know, everyone's in costumes and masks and feathers and beads, and they have all kinds of great Cajun Creole food. And Mal and part of the band do a traditional, like, Preservation Hall type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all move into the dance hall and open it up and start doing the crazier stuff, you know?
Wow. What's the, it's just out in Livermore?
Yeah, it's in Livermore. It's in a nice old hall there. If you go to, you know, it's probably they probably have a website or something. I couldn't tell you. But if Livermore Mardi Gras party, you might just try that.
Probably. Now, next up, here's a young lady you've been playing with for, what, how long?
17 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And she's a legend. She sang with Janis Joplin. She was there with her way back when.
Yeah.
She was a girlfriend to Geno Skaggs. That was Earl Hooker's last bass player.
Right.
And gone now. And we're talking about Lisa Kindred. She could be found at least at the Saloon at least once a month, but she plays three times a month.
Three nights a month for 17 years.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And she's got a brand new record out.
Yes.
And you're on it along with her regular band.
Yes.
And why don't we take a listen to this, and then we'll talk about Lisa a little bit.
All right.
What do we got coming up?
This is a song that I wrote that Lisa liked, and I had done it on one of my CDs. And anyway, she did this great version of it, and we've got, it's called Keep On Rockin', and it's kind of my philosophy of life. Mm-hmm. And Charlie Musselwhite is playing harmonica on it. Keep On Rockin'.
Here it is. Third time's a charm.
That's it. That's it.
Be 65. Security never was my destination. I've spent my life on a speculation. Gonna keep on rocking till they roll me away. If there's something to see, I wanna see it. Something to touch, baby, I wanna feel it. Something to taste, let me chew it. Don't tell me no, baby, I'm gonna do it. Gonna keep on rocking till they roll me away. I'm gonna keep on rocking till they roll me away. If you ask me my age now, don't be surprised. I might say 35, honey, I've been known to lie. Life is a gamble, you gotta take a chance. But when I hear the music, I start to dance. I'll keep on rocking till they roll me away. I keep on rocking till they roll me away. It says, we're gonna keep on rocking until they roll us away. Keep on rocking till they roll us away. We're gonna keep on rocking until they roll us away. We're gonna keep on rocking until they roll.
That's the brand new Lisa Kindred record. Danny, my guest today, Danny Geyer, is in that band, the guitar player in the band, for 17 years. You can see them around the Bay Area. Play the Saloon in San Francisco. They play the No Name Bar in Sausalito and probably some other venues too. And Danny, you mentioned you wrote that song.
Yeah, I did. In fact, I wrote it years ago, like in the 80s, with a totally different feel, different chords, everything. But I had faith in the lyrics because it was kind of the philosophy of my life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I've always been a Tony Joe White fan, and I was listening to some of his stuff, and he does that great swampy feel. And And I found the lyrics to Keep On Rockin', and I started just putting this different feel to it. And all of a sudden the song took shape, and that was it. And I did a version of it, and Lisa did this version, which people are responding to really well, so I'm happy.
Yeah, it's the first track on the CD. And you said 17 years with Lisa.
Yeah.
This is amazing, man. You got these stints, 8 years with Ida, 17 years with Lisa.
Yeah. A lot better than with girlfriends.
Well, you know the thing about musicians and girlfriends, right?
What's that now?
What's a musician without a girlfriend? Homeless.
Yes, that's great. I love that.
Yeah, musicians and girlfriends, man. That's a whole other show.
I love that.
But, Denny, you have your own stuff, too, and in the last hour of today, in the next hour, we're going to get into that, because you put out, quite a few CDs under your own name in the last few years, right?
Yeah, I've done three under my own name. Basically, as a songwriter, I'm trying to get my songs to people, and the whole business has changed, like we talked earlier. Uh-huh. But I did them, you know, they're all original tunes, and then I did two CDs with Laura Lee Christensen, a wonderful singer up in Petaluma. And I did one a couple years ago with Mindy Kantor, a wonderful flute player.
Hmm.
And I've got that stuff. It just depends how much time we have. But
yeah, we definitely have time. We do have a real special one here.
Yeah.
You did a duet. You're doing a duet with Lisa Kindred.
Yeah.
And it's an old Louis Armstrong tune.
Right, yeah.
Talk about this a little bit. Set this up. Who picked that? Did you pick that?
Lisa did. And Louis had done it, and I believe...
Louis and Ella had done it,
I believe, right? Ella Fitzgerald was the female vocalist.
And what's the name of this tune?
It's called My Sweet Hunk of Trash. And we did it. It's the new CD called Blues and Beyond, Lisa Kindred CD, was done in a studio, except this particular tune, we did a live recording one time at the old Sweetwater in Mill Valley, the original Sweetwater.
Mm-hmm.
And this tune was recorded that night with an audience, and it came out really good. And Lisa said, you know, let's put that on the CD. So that's the one live cut on there. That's it's a slow tune where we're going back and forth at each other, you know.
So this is live at the Sweetwater.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
This is the original time you guys did this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very, very good. Let's check this out now. The brand new Lisa Kindred record.
Don't add up too much. You ain't got that glamour touch. You're trifling, lazy. You ain't worth a cigarette ash.
Oh, come on, baby. Come on now. Come on now.
Oh, but you're still my good for nothing. My sweet hunk of trash.
That's good, that's good.
You know you're very short on looks.
Wait a minute.
Dumb when it comes to books.
Have you seen my reading glasses, baby?
Stay so full of corn. Just like suffering.
I'm from the Midwest, baby. Corn is my thing.
You're still my good for nothing. My sweet hunk of trash.
That's me. Yeah, I got something to say. You said I worried you for years. I'm just a barfly mooching beer. While you sweat over a hot stove, slinging hands.
Grease right up to my elbows, right up.
You're
to
good at it, baby.
I am.
Yeah, I may be good for nothing, but I'm still your sweet hunk of trash.
I'm forced to admit it.
Wait a minute now.
said I spread my love all around with the chicks, ooh, all over town. But how can I, when you keep me broke, so I can't spend no cash? Can you spot me 20, baby? I'm gonna be good for nothing, but I'm still your sweet hunk of trash.
You lie about your youth.
I don't lie, baby. I'm just careless with the truth.
All the young chicks,
woo,
you just try to make a flash.
Kaboom, kaboom.
Yeah, you just good for nothing.
Woo!
My sweet. Uh-huh, good try. No,
I guess I'm good for something.
Stay out late.
Sorry, babe, I lost my watch.
Oh, you can't make me wait.
Don't wait.
I'm home too tired to raise just one eyelash.
You got a couple aspirin, baby? I got a headache.
Still my good for nothing. Woo! My sweet hunk of trash.
Oh, yeah.
Denny Geyer and Lisa Kindred live from the Sweetwater from a while back. Denny, my guest today. Does that bring back some memories, Denny?
Oh, yeah. Great memories.
Well, and it's still going on, too. Do you guys normally do that on shows when you play?
You know, Lisa, since we finished the CD and this new CD came up about 3 months ago, we hadn't done the tune since we did that live recording of it.
Uh-huh.
But she really wants to start doing it again. So we're doing Keep On Rockin', and we're going to start doing Sweet Hunk of Trash and more of the tunes off the new CD. So.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Denny Geyer, the guest for the whole 3 hours. We're going to get into the solid Denny Geyer side right after this break. I want to let you know there's a brand new show coming up tomorrow night at midnight every Sunday. It's called the No Way to Say Show, and it's Monday. It's Sunday night at midnight, or the first part of Monday. Shiny Mike, a returning DJ from a long time ago, is going to be the host, and he's going to be playing rock, pop, jazz, blues, funk, spoken word, freeform sounds, big bands to blues, classic rock to R&B, funk, roots, and jammers. Tune in for the No Way to Say Show every Sunday night at midnight right here on KZSU, Stanford.